Intense security and lots of frustrated travelers today on both sides of the Atlantic. British police say they foiled a terrorist plot to bomb as many as 10 airliners headed for the United States. 24 people are in jail. British authorities say they were planning to blow up the aircraft using liquid chemicals brought on board a plane on carry-on luggage.
In the U.S., Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff gave some details about the alleged plot.
The terrorists planned to carry the components of the bombs, including liquid explosive ingredients and detonating devices, disguised as beverages, electronic devices, or other common objects. While this operation was centered in Great Britain, it was sophisticated. It had a lot of members, and it was international in scope. This operation is, in some respects, suggestive of an Al-Qaeda plot.
That's Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff speaking to reporters in Washington.
Coming up, we'll hear about the scene at London's Heathrow Airport today. First, the latest on the British investigation. Joining us now is Kim Samgupta. He's a defense correspondent for The Independent, and he joins us from London. Kim, what do we know about this alleged plot?
Well, it seems, in fact, the police had to move in a bit earlier than they wanted to. I think they wanted to wait for a little bit longer and maybe mop up some more suspects. But the impression they got was that the attack may be imminent, maybe as early as the next 48 hours. So they say they erred on the side of caution and moved in. So we can perhaps expect some other arrests in the course of the next few hours or the next day or so. The scope of the attack was, as you pointed out, quite vast. I think they were looking at bombing three sets of three airplanes. It's not entirely clear whether the explosives were meant to go off over cities, causing even more casualties, or overseas. But the security services and the police claim in London, at least, that this was a very credible plot, fairly sophisticated and quite ambitious in its grand scale.
We've been reporting all day that passengers are no longer able to carry on liquids or gel on board a plane. Do we know more about how they plan to carry out this plot?
Well, the theory is that they would have taken on the various ingredients separately. They would have used a kind of a liquid explosive and possibly the flash from a disposable camera to set it off. I mean, there are reports that they doctored bottles of soft drinks, so the top half contained ordinary non-lethal substance and the bottom half the liquid explosives. That is not entirely clear, but the technology they're using apparently isn't that new. Ramzi Youssef tried something very similar 10 years ago in the Far East. And they thought, at least, that by using contraptions they had fashioned, they would quite easily get by the security precautions, at least at British airports.
Kim, do you have any more information on the 24 people who were arrested?
They're a mixture of backgrounds. The vast majority, it appears, are of Pakistani descent, but there are also Bangladeshis, North Africans, and at least one who was indigenous English, who converted to Islam a while ago. It should be pointed out that not all who have been arrested, the 24 so far, and other arrests are expected to follow. Not all of them, Michelle, will face charges. You know, some may well be released, but they seem to think that they have caught the main players in this plot.
Yes, the Home Security head, John Reid, said the government was absolutely confident that the ringleaders were in custody. What's that confidence based on?
They have been targeting, they've been focusing on the people they consider, Michelle, to be the ringleaders, the brains behind the plot, as far as they know, and then these are the people they have already got in custody. But the fact remains that there are people they're still looking for, and if the plot had been entirely foiled, then there wouldn't have been the need for this extraordinary security precaution we're seeing on both sides of the Atlantic.
Now, we mentioned that U.S. officials are saying the plot sounds like an Al-Qaeda operation. Are officials there making that same connection?
No, they're not. They are much more careful about saying that in this country. After the 7/7 London tube bombings, there were a plethora of stories talking about Al-Qaeda plots and Al-Qaeda masterminds. It transpired, of course, that the bombings were carried out by homegrown terrorists, by British Muslims. And although subsequent videos moment, they are not saying that this is something put together and executed by Al-Qaeda Central Command, if that exists.
Kim, thanks so much.
Pleasure.
Kim Sengupta is a defense correspondent for The Independent.